15. Kill or fall. There is a jarring impact. Without warning, Ran is released. He falls to the floor, rolls aside, and turns to see the howling World Eater slowly sinking to its knees. Namahi, master of the Keshig, is right behind it, gripping its hair with one hand. With the other, in an almost frenzied blitz of hammering blows, he is stabbing it repeatedly in the neck and shoulders with his Edlel. He doesn't stop. He just keeps stabbing, hand banging up and down like a steam press, two blows a second. Finally, he lets go and steps back, the white scars, white chest plate and visor are drenched in back spatter. The brute, dead on its knees, topples forward. Namahi looks at Ran. He jerks a thumb over his shoulder, indicating the chambers beyond the mess hall. "Everything is clear, Lord," he says. Ran gets up. He gestures towards the route that he and Zephon came.
"And that way too, Keshig Master," he replies.
Then he goes to Zephon. The Sons of Horus traitor he was grappling with is dead, and Zephon is hunched over the corpse, battered and wounded.
"Still alive?" Ran asks.
"As much as any of us," Zephon replies.
Ran clasps Zephon's hand and pulls him to his feet. The Blood Angel's hair is matted with gore, and his beautiful face is a mask of blood. But his Astartesian metabolism is already closing burst vessels and clotting. Ran sprays him with the last of the counterseptic from his belt pack to wash the blood out of his eyes. The damage is ugly but superficial. There's not much more he can do.
"I told you to hold," he says.
"I chose not to," Zephon replies. "We got it done. There's no time to hold anymore, Ran.
It's kill or fall."
Ran nods. He glances at Zephon's last three kills, crumpled on the mess hall's floor in a swill of blood. Their throats have been torn out, as though ripped open by the bite of a wild beast.